Begin the current daf, Masech de Shavuos daf Chof Aleph. Begin the basic and Tezmata, but the Gemara, Mare Isa, what do you see? So, and that Mestaba B'chulu. So, Pesach and Drashi explains, what's the Gemara's question? Dilma de Ase Nami, Lemu'ute Echati B'lechati. Who said it's just the future? Maybe it's also Chati B'lechati. And you don't usually find that that's Mari Isa. It's not both. It's rather it's the opposite. That's usually what the Gemara means. So, but the Rabbi Benir Lefarish says it appears to explain like this: Mari Isa Pirish. The Tfei Havelon Lo Ogmei Kolik Bishmal. No, we would have rather said the whole thing is like a Bishmal, but Tavad Reisha Dumi the Sefer. And that the ratio should be the same as the sefer, the tavai lemutei chati b'lechati, they're both excluding the past tense. The ratio lemutei mekarbon v'sefer mamalkis, and the ratio excluding from carbon the sefer mamalkis. So, and then you didn't have to say one like one, one half or bishmo, one half like a bekiva. Another approach you could take is sefer lemutei oichel v'leoichel mamalkis, and the ratio lemutei chati b'lechati mekarbon, and v'asik kolikur bishmo. And it's not asking a Biyachana. And that actually the interpretation seems more. I mean, again, it's just because it could all be like one Tana. Because and it makes some sense, it's not really asking a Biyachana. But Samar ain't lonely maida, chalti b'lechalti b'malkas. It doesn't make sense. Why should we exclude a chalti b'chalti b'malkas? He did like to a Biyachana, but Davka asking a Biyachana. Shan the Gemara says, Mistaba b'chulu. And, you know, it's logical to say that, you know, you're talking about the future. You might, future, not Lashava. And the Vuhadin's really truth is to have a matzah lishnoi. The Gemara could have answered another approach. The nechle lukum kri bekiva. Just we want to like a bekiva. The coolest stomach kabasai because generally the non mesmeshai is all like him. Next to smart the Gemara, really belongs in the Mishnah. Heichem metzina ba'ichel kolshu fuchulu. They said, where do you find eating a minor amount that you can be chayv? Avavgav the mefarish kolshu chayv. Even though when you explicit, everyone agrees you chayv for a minor amount. Kedamim Gemara like the Gemara says. But stomach the milsa, but in general, daita is stomach chilich of a Torah. A person we would say has a mind for general eatings in the Torah, which is a kazais. Next, Tais Masal, which also belongs to the Mishnah. Metzina b'medamer, B'tibra said, where do you find someone speaks, maybe carbon, v'chulu? And so, therefore, what he was trying to say was hilkach, kivin the chomer, since it's more stringent, that yichai for just tibra, daita kosher, therefore you could say that is his intention, is even find menudah man. Next, Tais Masal begins the Gemara, Rebbe Shimon's relay. Is it that he holds like Rebbe Shimon? Now, Rebbe Yechon is the perek basted yuma, he holds in yuma daf ayin dal manav tachatzi she'osim na teira, that biblically it's forbidden even for half of a shir. Osi shapek rabbanon, he makes sense even according to rabbanon, because the bechatzi shir, like a malchus, all we're saying is that by half of the measurement there's no malchus, but elias ba'am, but he could still agree that there's still a general prohibition, unlike Rebbe Shimon holds is even a chiv. Number 7, perek anashu in chun daf kof gimel and beis mukh behedge is actually explicit there. It's obvious the rabbanon really that he holds like rabbanon. Or perek el oivin pesach nab gimel and beis kamer bichem yechon sid b'chol ha-toyro ein het mitzarf le-isr. Generally permitted does not combine with prohibited. Chutz mi sugu nazir. Now, because shu l'makos, now if a minute amount you'd be chayiv even for lashes, l'ma le-tzir, why do you need combination? Obviously, that that he holds like rabbanon that holds that you need a shir, but for the isr would be even with chatzi shir. But what they say is shir kazayis, that's regarding the chiv of carbon. But Taisa points out, he says actually v'davka b'shar iser b'in kazayis the carbon. It's regarding all other prohibitions, you need to have a size of an olive for a carbon. Shar carbon tal b'karis, because the carbon is dependent on the chiv karis. Was done because la'avalo kazayis and the deliberate liability of karis only when you have a kazayis. A b'shu is bitter, but actually by an oath, the aim by karis, there's actually no karis, el alav, only negative prohibition, by karman tolib alav. And there the karman depends on the alav. Now, kiyech the lake and nakoshu, actually, since you get lashes on a minute amount, maybe karman nakoshu, actually for that, he would agree that you get a karman in a minute amount. Next, this must begin to be a good idea. If you would think he holds like a bishim, why would he need combination? Obviously, he holds like drab banner. So, it's a wonder. Dilma shani hacha, maybe here it's different than the golic karak, because the pasuk reveals that you need siruv. Where it says from the soaking, which is b'chol mishras, everything that's soaking, which is the combination. So you see that it's a combination that you're liable for, but that's only because we have a special limud. But maybe in general, you're right, you wouldn't need it, tziv. B'shem says, we can say, the Israeli Kribb Shimon, if he really held a Kribb Shimon, have a mokele l'mikra l'kro l'mel sachriti. He would have learned in Pasuk otherwise. He wouldn't have learned it for tziv. And therefore, it's evident that he does not hold like Kribb Shimon.